Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 27th, 1951, inclement weather, choppy seas, and adulterated milk placed a damper on the usual festive nature of the Christmas holidays for some Barbadians. According to the December 28th edition of the Barbados Advocate, excessive precipitation kept residents island-wide indoors. The rain, which were accompanied by high winds, started on December 25th and continued for 2 days. The Ross Bridge in St. Andrew was rendered impassable as a result of the heavy rainfall. Motorists traveling through St. Thomas to St. Andrew were forced to use the Moore's Bottom and Turner's Hall roads, while those traveling from St. Peter to St. Andrew had to use Cleland Road. Many picnics and excursions which were scheduled for the day at Morgan Lewis Beach and other picnic spots had to be postponed. Meanwhile, in the parish of St. Michael, residents in the urban district of Ivory Road also suffered a damaged road. In this instance, a well, which received water from the surrounding neighborhoods, had overflowed. In the capital, Bridgetown, except for the booming tone of the Barbados Turf Club ticket seller landlord, celebrating a win for Barbados at the opening day of the Trinidad Turf Club meet, there was a state of quiet. Perhaps the absence of the usual activity there was due to the intermittent rains and the dark clouds which overhung the city. Poor sea conditions were also reported on this day in 1951. The strong currents kept the usual crowds away from Dover Beach in Christchurch. At Oystens, it was also reported that the choppy seas prevented fishermen from setting turtle nets and fish pots. Rough seas combined with heavy rainfall flooded the southern end of Princess Alice Playing Field in the city, leaving debris of large rocks and old tins scattered about. A Mr. James Rudder also experienced a dismal Christmas holiday, though acts of nature were not the cause. According to the article entitled Adulterated Milk, the Jackman's Village, St. Michael resident sold a bottle of what was later discovered to be diluted milk on November 11, 1951. The milk, which contained 14.2% of water, had been sold to an Inspector Cumberbatch of the Royal Barbados Police Force. Acting Police Magistrate of the District A Police Station, a Mr. G.B. Griffith, chided the accused by stating the following: "There is no excuse for selling adulterated milk. This practice must stop, as it is a very serious offense." Magistrate Griffith imposed a fine of £5 to be paid in installments or 3 months in prison with hard labor on Rudder for committing the unlawful act. These events all happened on this day, December 27, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.